It's US 99.5, sitting across from the biggest superstar we know, Taylor Swift.
That was really nice.
How are you?
I'm good, now that you said that.
The thing is, you look really refreshed for having been on a 13-month all-over-the-world tour. Are you going to relax at all after the show?
You know, for me, relaxing is, I have about, like, a 24-hour relaxation period, or else, and then I get really tired of relaxing, and I just need to write songs and work.
That cannot be true.
It is, though. How sad is that?
No.
Like, I just love it. Like, I love what I do. I love what I have the privilege of getting to call a career. Mm-hmm. You know, and for me, like, writing songs for the next album, I've been doing that for 2 years. And so it's this really fun, challenging process of trying to beat yourself and top yourself. It's like filling out an endless crossword puzzle.
Right. And then how do you whittle it down and choose what you're going to do?
Which, it's, you really have to apply May the Best Song Win to everything. And that's usually a good principle to go by. But, yeah, I guess I'm just excited about this weekend. I have, like...
Congratulations on the nominations.
Oh, thank you.
That's exciting. Reigning Entertainer of the Year. No pressure, right?
You know what? I'm just really excited to be nominated again. It's wonderful. We had such an amazing year on tour. And thank you, by the way, for everything you guys did around when we came to town.
Our Chicago fans love you more than anyone else. And they're going to be the ones that are going to vote you in as Entertainer of the Year at VoteACM.com.
Could you guys do that? That would be amazing.
Powered by RAM. You can vote once a day and even texting during the show as well.
VoteACM.com, mm-hmm. Right?
So I'm sitting across from Taylor, and she keeps eyeing my Chicago Blackhawks Jonathan Toews bobblehead right here. We're trying to get into the playoffs. Just give us a little bit of Chicago love, Taylor.
I patted him on the head.
And I don't even know, are you a Predators fan, or is it okay that you're touching the bobblehead?
I like hockey. I'm a huge hockey fan. And, like, you know, I think we have a really fun, like, I love going to see Predators games when we're in Nashville because it's really fun. And, hey, Steven. Everyone's here, by the way.
It's okay.
Like, I'm seeing
lots
so
of
many
distractions.
People.
So you have the privilege of having two songs on the biggest soundtrack and the biggest movie of the year. Tell us about Eyes Open.
I'm so excited about the Hunger Games soundtrack, and especially Eyes Open, which is a song that that I wrote for the movie and put on the soundtrack. And then as soon as the soundtrack came out, this amazing thing started happening that none of us expected. Radio stations just started playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I was listening to the radio in Nashville, and I all of a sudden my song comes on, and I'm just like, I didn't know this was a single. This is amazing.
And Eyes Open has a rock kind of feel to it.
It's very different than anything I've done before, which is why I'm really excited that radio is embracing it and the fans are liking it. The fans made it, like, to the top of the iTunes charts on the first day that it came out, and I'm just so blown away by that. And the fact that they're willing to, you know, embrace me trying out new things in music and experimenting and embrace that with open arms. I'm really excited about that.
Last question. Team Gale or Team PETA?
PETA.
Really?
Hands down.
We love you in Chicago. Two sold out shows at the Allstate.
I love you guys in
Chicago.
We'll
see you real soon, and we wish you all the success
in
the world.
Thank you so much.
Taylor Swift at US 99.5.
Love you guys.
I appreciate it.